Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today's guest is Andy Rozic, who's managing partner over at Uninvited. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Adam. Thanks. Glad to be here.
All right, Andy. So a big topic today, how to unlock revenue in your business data using AI. Guess what, Andy? We haven't been talking about AI that much on the show lately. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that at all.
No, it's amazing. I love it. I'm all about it. I mean, compared to some of, let's just say, some of the previous trends in previous years, the last thing I want to talk about is a pandemic, let's put it that way, or anything else like right. that. I want to talk about AI all day, every day. Just get us kicked off here. Maybe just start by telling us a little bit more about Uninvited.
Yeah, absolutely. So the company's called Uninvited. The story behind that is that, you know, we didn't want to wait around to get invited into the AI party. We showed up uninvited and made our own space. And you can too, right? I think that's kind of the theory behind it. You know, years back, just in, you know, prior jobs, kind of never on those like VIP lists at events or whatever, but just kind of talked my way in, and so did my business partners, when we wanted to be in those spaces. Right. So that idea of just being uninvited, being a little bit audacious, just going for it is kind of the concept behind it. But obviously we're leveraging AI with business data, a little different than kind of your chat GPTs and things, and that we're kind of securely doing that and protecting their data. And I think that's one of the biggest differences, and then making it really friendly and delightful to use, sort of, you know, the easy side of it.
Mm. So how are you helping business owners? Like, tell me more about the product.
Yeah, so we have a consumer-facing product. So it's really for kind of small, medium businesses. And this first version, they can go in and access all U.S. consumer lead data or prospect data. So we have over 80 billion data points on U.S. consumers. And you can go in and really use, like, that's a lot to filter by.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Too much information for a human to decide, how do I filter this down? So that's where AI is really powerful, right? You can just tell it things like, I'm a business who does, you know, blah, and I typically sell to customers like this. And it'll go and it'll actually sort through all that and give you really accurate results. You can even say, you know, I'm in these zip codes. You can, you know, kind of get as granular as you want, but it sort of is like that super trained assistant, you know, that can go in and sort of find that information for you. And so that one's really powerful, I think, for businesses. I think a lot of small businesses don't realize how accurately they could target the right customer. And it's not about the kind of weird side of, like, you know, finding these exact fits. It's yeah. more about the positive side, which is the people who want to hear your message, who want your product, are out there, right? Mm. So making sure that you spend the right dollars on the right marketing, the right sales efforts to actually communicate with those people is so critical. And I think that's where a lot of businesses do the kind of spray and pray marketing, or none at all, if they're unsure yeah. of how to do it. And in this case, you know, we're trying to enable, you know, because I've been that small business and I've struggled with growth. You can have the best product, you can have the best team, you can have all these mm-hmm. things. And if you're not selling, you're not a business, right? You're just a hobby. True. So anyways, that's just personal to me too. And that, you know, I want to see small businesses and medium businesses really have that ability to scale what they have to offer, because clearly it's solving a problem, right? And it's just getting that mm-hmm. solution in front of those correct customers, the people who want to know what you have to offer them.
Mm. Now, how does this, I just want to go a little bit further into, because I don't want to assume, because not everybody, you know, that listens, maybe not everybody's even tried ChatGPT yet. So how does this, but it's getting all the media, right? It's getting all the attention. Right. So how does this get beyond the typical ChatGPT?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you haven't tried ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini, which are just different companies' versions of these mm-hmm. large language models. What that means is just they're very good at kind of, you know, interpreting what you say in a natural language and then delivering back some volume of value, you know, like whether that's a bunch of titles for social media posts, or help me start an article on, give it some instructions, and just, it's very helpful. It's very useful in a lot of kind of, you know, general ways, but sometimes it feels bland or a little bit off. And I think if you have tried it, you'll know what I'm talking about. It can be like, these are okay. You know, can we refine this? Can we get something better? And the problem is that it has to know everything about everything, right? Because what if you ask it, you know, what color salamanders there are in South Africa? You know, that has to know crazy information about everything, but it doesn't. You know, it doesn't have every single answer. But they're really helpful for that personal productivity, that utility. I think if you're not using it, I would encourage every listener right now, go try ChatGPT, go try Claude, you know, Claude.ai, try Gemini from Google, try them all, right? Get in there and just play, because if you're not at least playing and trying, you're already behind the curve, as you were saying, Adam. You know, we're all talking about it. You better get in and try it. But to me, that's the sprinkles on top of the cupcake, right? That's a little bit of personal productivity. All your employees should be doing this. However, you know, businesses need the cake. You know, they need that deeper, higher dollar value insight for growth, not just, you know, can Adam or Andy write an article a little bit faster? You know, most businesses capture a ton of data, product data, customer data, marketing data, sales data, and on and on. And according to Inc. magazine, up to like 73% of company data goes unused. So they're not doing any analytics. They're not even looking at it, right? But AI can instantly put that data to work. And it can put it into the hands of any employee, whether they're technical, trained, or not, because it can help interpret, right? It can help summarize. It can, you know, get to what, you know, data information you're looking for. And, you know, Adam, those with the most data don't win. It's those who can gather the insights and act on that data who win, right? It's which customers look like customers who churned or left recently, right? Go call them, save them before they leave. How is my ad campaign that's running right now performing with our Gen Z audience? Perhaps you can adjust it while there's still budget to spend. You know, there's so many examples, right? Like, how do I reach more leads beyond our normal ideal customer profile? So just, you know, there's answers within your data, but just most businesses don't know how to get at those answers. And I think that's the difference. So that sort of public facing ChatGPT and the others are really about, you know, some productivity, some acceleration, some support and help, but they're not helping you with, you know, understanding your business. Your business already has answers buried in it, almost like gold, you know, down in there. The question is, can you get to that? Can you get that gold out? Can you find those answers to help, you know, spur your own growth?
I know there's been a lot also that many people have been talking about, like, what if they don't trust AI with their business data or things like that and security? I mean, there's a whole lot, there's layers there, but like, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, you wouldn't be alone in asking that. I think a lot of people are concerned. AI is new. You know, there's a lot of stuff in the news about, you know, all sorts of issues. But of course, new technology comes with growing pain. I think my question back would be, what part don't you trust? So, you know, if you don't trust ChatGPT, which is OpenAI, or, you know, Google, because they do Gemini, et cetera, then I would say two things. Number one, good job. Don't trust, verify, right? Read the terms, read all the terms, all of them, like know what you're getting into before you use a product. Just that's a massive disclaimer. Do yourself a favor, read the terms. But even more importantly, number two, don't put your business data into free AI tools, right? Like, you wouldn't publish your proprietary business data on like a Facebook group. You wouldn't put it out, you know, on a web page. Don't feed it to the AI tools either. So definitely note that most paid AI tools have different terms. So if you're using the free one, there's one set of terms. If you're using a paid one, there's different terms. And that's in regard to like not training the model. So your data is not going to go in to like further train their tool, not using your data. They include more options. So, you know, and or if you're picking a, you know, different like application partner that uses AI, you know, again, read their terms, make sure that none of your data is actually going into those large language models to train them, but rather they are just a part of the tool that's giving you access, right? I mean, you know, end of the day, neither, you know, AI or the LLM models or any of these kind of tools are scary or risky for your business in the same way that like cloud computing, right? Back in the, when it was early on, people felt a little unsure, but it could actually be as secure, or even more secure than a self-hosted server, right? They've got rules behind who can even get to those machines, or behind locked doors, or, you know, and a lot of companies just had stuff in a closet, you know, the server running in a closet somewhere. Yeah. So really it's about how you implement AI. That's what's so crucial. You know, having your employees feeding proprietary data into ChatGPT is a huge no-no. Like have them using these tools, but make sure you're not using the free ones and then not putting your business data into these tools. In contrast, for example, you know, OpenAI's LLM, what powers ChatGPT, you know, it can be used to gain insights from your business data when done properly and securely. And it can be this really big growth accelerator. That's what's kind of like powerful about it, right? I'm seeing businesses achieve 2, 3, even 4-digit percent increases in like qualified leads, account expansion, and sales because they're reviewing their own data, looking at stuff, because that's what matters to you, right? It doesn't matter what applies to the general world at large. It's what's important for your business, what's working for your business, what's not working. Use AI to help you move further from what's not working and go hard at what is working, and you'll see growth. You'll actually, you know, potentially see opportunities to hire more people rather than like, oh, AI is going to have us, you know, kill jobs. If you're using it to find growth in your business, you're going to end up hiring people, right? You're going to find growth in sales that you need salespeople to go out and close these leads. You need, you know, more staff to support your growth rather than less. And of course, they should all be using a paid, you know, ChatGPT or Claude or whatever account to still stay productive and ahead of the curve. But again, read the terms, do it correctly. Yes, you should be concerned, but not in a way that you should be scared. Be concerned in a way that you would read a contract just like you would with a partner, right? Or an agreement with, you know, subcontractor, developer or something. Like, just be astute, be a good business person in the process.
No, that's great. And I like the way that you say that too. Like, don't trust or like verify, like make sure that it's what you expect. And it's also interesting that you're like, come on, if you're going out there and if you're using all the free tools, like, what do you expect? Come on, we're all business owners. There has to be a monetization model at the back end somehow. So if you're sharing your debt, like there has to be some value you're providing. Like you're not, if you're not paying for something, I'd always be wary, right?
Yes. Yes, indeed. And it like literally is that, like, if you're not paying for it, they're using the information you give them to help teach the model and make it better, which is, you know, fine for general stuff. But if you're using it with your business data, then, you know, absolutely spring for the $20 or $30 a month plan. It's not that much. Like, protect your business, pay for the service for you and your employees. It's better. And then even better is, rather than having to sort of keep uploading and pumping all these files towards this generic tool, you know, my suggestion would be, you know, implement tools that are actually connected into your data where you can have that regular access into all that, you know, that 73% of content that's not being looked at, that's not being evaluated, no analytics. You're capturing it, right? You have all this Salesforce data, you have all this Marketo data, you have all this, you know, whatever tools you're using. But to be able to ask questions of it on a regular basis and get an answer right now. You don't need a business intelligence analyst. You don't need a SQL query, you know, gal who's writing scripts for you. You don't need those tools. You just need to ask a question, right? And that I think is really the cool, exciting power of AI, is that you don't really care that it is AI. It's just, I can ask a natural question of this data. I can get a natural answer back that I understand, and I can go act on my business. That's really what we're all about, right? Is just, how do I improve my business and grow things? Not, do I care which tool it is, which brand it is? Honestly, I don't, right? If one grows my sales more than another, I'm going to pick that tool. That's it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care how they enable it. So to me, that's kind of how I look at AI. I know we're using all the terms and talking about AI, but it's really about, you know, getting access to this information that is today and previously was very hard, or expensive, or just time consuming. make that fast, make that easy, and your business will change. And honestly, like, there's room for all of us. Like, I want all of us to succeed, right? I want more businesses doing well because, you know, I'm one of them, right? I want that same hope that we can all compete in the space, so, you know, that we can grow. Like, there shouldn't be this, like, I win, you lose. Why can't we both win, right? Why can't we both grow? There's plenty of market space. So leveraging these tools, I think it's important to get that awareness out there, make sure people are aware that, like, it's not just a fad. It's a lever arm, right? You can put into your business to get access to details that others don't have. Therefore, you can perform better, right? And if they all take the advice and we're all performing better, then I guess we'll have to make our products that much better. But, you know, for now, let's start with, let's get access to that data and be smarter about how we run our companies.
Great. Well, Andy, I think that is a great way to end it today. Let's all get better. I'm in for that one. I'm in for that challenge. And I know the business owners and entrepreneurs are as well. That being said, if somebody wants to connect and learn more about Uninvited, how do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can visit us at uninvitedllc.com. But our first product that I mentioned is that, you know, that source for qualified U.S. consumer leads through a simple chat interface. You know, this has never been done before. We're really proud of how we're enabling businesses to grow intelligently and kind of simply, right? Very easy to access. So the app is widely available as of first week in April. And you can see that at mailing-lists-direct.com. That's mailinglistsdirect.com. And we're working on our next application as well, which will compile and read from your own marketing data to provide real-time high-value insights using that same simple natural language. So very excited on what's possible. I hope you guys reach out and connect with us at uninvitedllc or at mailinglistdirect.com. And then, you know, tell me your stories. I'd love to hear how you're growing, how you're using this stuff to get better, because I think we all need more encouragement, as you said, Adam, right? More positive things to be talking about.
I'm in. And to the audience, as always, we'll put all the information, all the websites and things like that in the show notes so that you can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking to the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters and you haven't hit that subscribe button, I don't know what you're waiting for. Hit that subscribe button. We have many more business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives coming on. This is a daily show. Want you to get your daily dose there. And if you're a long-term listener and you haven't left a review yet, hey, we really do appreciate reviews. So get us a review in there and we won't be mad, I promise. And Andy, thanks so much again for coming on the show. This has been a lot of fun.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Adam.